वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृपा करि यदि मोरे कुर्याच्छ उद्धार आपुना कृपाते कहो कर्तव्य माम कृपा करि यदि मोरे कुर्याच्छ उद्धार आपन कृपाते कहो कर्तव्य आमार कृपा करि यदि मोरे कुर्याच्छ उद्धार आपन कृपाते कहो कर्तव्य आमार कृपा करि यदि मोरे कुर्याच्छ उद्धार आपन कृपाते कहो कर्तव्य यमार कृपा करि
by your causeless mercy
jodi
if
more
unto me
kuryacha
you have done
udhar
deliverance
Apana kripate by your own mercy koho please speak kartavya amar
my duty
translation out of your causeless mercy you have delivered me from the materialistic path now by the same causeless mercy please tell me what my duty is
So, service of Krishna is not idleness. There are different methods of spiritual realization. Especially Gyan and Yoga. That is all right, but actual process of self-realization is service. If you speculate to know about God, you can do so. But after knowing God, if you do not know what God desires you to do, then such kind of knowledge simply waste of time. that is, you may, of course, that is not real knowledge. Real knowledge is to, that will be explained, to be induced to give some service to the Lord. In the beginning, this is called Shantaras, to understand the greatness of God. God is great. So we can discuss about the greatness of God, but next stage is, God is so great, why not let me render some service unto the Supreme, the Great. That is one step forward. Simply to know God is great and I am engaged in my own occupational duty, there is no symptom of love. Symptom of love means when one is eager to render some service to the beloved. That is love. Simply, I love you and you love me, formality, but there is no service, that is not real love. Real love begins, as it is stated in the Shastra, dadati pratignati. To give something to the lover, to the beloved, and to take something. Dadati pratignati. Bhungte bhojayati. To accept some eatables from your beloved and offer him something for eating. Bhungte bhojayati. Gujjam akhati pichyati. And you disclose your mind, there is no secrecy between the lover and the beloved. And the other party also discloses. In this way love becomes manifest. And our business in this human life, as recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prema pumartha maha, the highest achievement of life is to be situated on the loving platform with God. That is the highest perfection. We are, in this material world, we are also busy in loving somebody. That is our whole business. Unless one has got family affection, love for wife, children, he cannot work. That is the impetus for economic development. It is admitted by big economists. A family man is responsible because he has got responsibility to maintain the wife, children, therefore he works hard. That is impetus. So love is there. Unless there is love, you cannot work. That is not possible. So this is material way of life. So from the morning till night, sito atapa bato bodhisana, edina jamini jagire, bifale semino kripana durajana, chapala sukhalapa lagi. There is a song the devotee is singing, that sita yatapa bhata parishana. Sita means severe cold, winter season, snow falling, that is called sita. And scorching heat, you have no experience in scorching heat. In India you have got 110 degree, 20 degree. And I think Middle East there is 35 degree, 135. Here I have got less, 50 degree in winter. So somewhere or other, there is always trouble. This material world is mean. You must suffer trouble. Either scorching heat or pinching cold or blast or adhidaivik, adhyatmi, these things will be discussed. So still we go to what? Why? Only for love. That is, they are only I'm the cause. I love my children, I might love my wife, or I love my country, my society. Love is there. But this love is not giving me satisfaction. We are disappointed. as I yesterday cited the example of Mahatma Gandhi, for his country's love, he did so much. He wanted Hindu-Muslim unity and he wanted non-violence. In this way he was organizing. But the world is so ungrateful that instead of unity of Hindu-Muslim, in India we experience complete partition, Hindustan and Pakistan. So he was baffled. And so far non-violence is concerned, you are killed by violence. So he died very disappointed. To everyone, this is giving the best example, typical example. Everyone, we are attached to the love of this material world, but we are all disappointed. From everyone's experience, we'll find everyone is disappointed. Both sides, the lover and the beloved, both sides. You have got very good experience in this country. Marry again, they are divorced because disappointed. So this is going on. Therefore, our love has to repose to Krishna. That is the recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartha Maha. Pumartha. We want some achievement in this life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, achieve love of Godhead, that is your best part. Prema Pumartha Maha. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. How we can develop our love for Krishna? The love is already there, but it is misplaced. Somebody loving somebody, somebody loving person. But it is misplaced. Real love, if it is executed for the service of the Lord, then our life is successful. So, this Sanatana Goswami, he was minister, he's not an ordinary person, very intelligent. So, not that now he has returned, he has nothing to do, he does not ask, please give me instruction how I shall sit down idly and meditate and sleep, snoring. He does not. He says that, apan kripate kaha kartabha, something tangible to be done. Not that is so-called meditation. Meditation will automatically there. If you do, if you sacrifice your life for serving Krishna, you will always remember Krishna. You'll always remember Krishna. Just like you are taking so much trouble going place to place to give one book to somebody. Why? Because you love Krishna and you are thinking if this gentleman takes one book, never mind small or big, he will read at least one page about Krishna. So you are thinking of Krishna. That is meditation. Not that simply sit down at a place. The real meditation is how to think of Krishna. That is real meditation. I am thinking of some light, some
the sky, like that. They are not meditation, they are manufactured now. Because they have no connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so they think these are the meditation. Some light, some sky, some beacon. No. Some tangible thing. You should be honest. That tangible thing is Krishna. Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's activities, Krishna's desire, how to fulfill it, that is what. That is Krishna consciousness. Sanatana Goswami is begging. You know, Sanatana Goswami, he was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 months. And he was given responsibility to go to Vrindavan and develop Vrindavan before Sanatana Goswami went there. It was filled because Krishna Lila was there for 5,000 years. It became a vacant field only. Nobody knew where is Vrindavan. It is Sanatana Goswami. He went there and he excavated, he constructed the first temple in Vrindavan, Madan Mohan Temple. You have seen, we have gone to Vrindavan. So these responsibilities he took after listening him continually for 2 months. This is Sanatana Sikha we are studying. This is required. This is required. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the perfect meditation, perfect yogi is he who always thinks of Krishna. Yogi namapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomah. Samayuktatam. He is first class yogi. Who always thinking of me, Krishna said, always thinking of Krishna. Always thinking how I shall preach Krishna's words, Krishna's message, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and Krishna's mission is the same. Only the difference is the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is ordering because he is God. He has the position to order you, everyone. Everyone is servant and he is the Supreme Master. Therefore he is ordering sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam sarva. So you give up all other occupational duties. Simply engage yourself to serve me. This is his order. But people misunderstood it because they are not trained up. Therefore, Krishna again came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna. Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. He does not say, I am manufacturing something, you take it. No. He said, you take up seriously what Krishna has said. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. So, every acharya, Sanatana Goswami, acharya, a direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is taking shelter. He has already taken, therefore he said, Kripa kari jodi more koriyacho uddha. He's already, he knows. Because he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was minister and he got the inspiration that I must resign from this post, my minister says, I must join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread his Krishna consciousness in Mumbai. Then that determination is already liberated. That determination. Therefore he says, I know it is not very easy thing. I was minister, I was in a very good position. He was minister. Naturally, his associates were very, very exalted person. Tatyatunam asesa mandalapati. Mandalapati is big, big leaders, big, big merchants, big, big industrialists or something like that. Very, very big men. They are called mandalapati. One who has control over many people is called mandalapati. So who will have control unless he is a very big man? So about this Goswami, it is said, Taktva turlamasesa mandalapati saneng sadatuchava. They give up such position, exalted position. Tuchava. What is this? There is no meaning of this. He was not mad man, but he gave up. Then he understood that these exalted posts, they are hankering after, they are trying to capture the big, big post, materialistic person, laboring so hard, spending so much money, and he already possessed that position, and out of his own or in his possession by Krishna, he resigned. The master, the Navabsa, was unwilling to give him relief. He became very, very sorry. That if Sanatana Goswami resigns, then my emperor will be ruined. I was so confident that he is managing. Now he is going to resign. The whole responsibility will be mine. So he became very much disturbed. He arrested me. No, you cannot resign. Then I will keep you arrested. So many things happened. But still, he resigned and he came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore he knows that to take away from this Maya's bondage, it is already Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Otherwise it was not possible. Therefore he said, Kripakari jodi mare koriyachu uddha. I know that it is due to your mercy that I have been able to give up such position, Maya's position, allurement. So now order me what is my duty. This is devotee. Not that now I am free from family life, I have no responsibility. Now I shall take prasada and sleep. No. That is not. You must be 100 times more active than your family life. That is devotional. Of course, it is not pride, but take from example of my life. I was retired in Vrindavan, and at 70 years old, I thought that it was to be done. Nobody did it. Let me try. So I came to your town. So today is the 10th anniversary. Calculation. If I would not have taken that risk when I was coming, my friends and others saying, this man is going to die. But never mind, I thought, death will come, let me try. So this activity must be there. That is the begging of Sanatana Goswami. That he said, Apana kripate kaha kartava. What shall I do? Doesn't matter what is your age, young man or old man. You must execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then your Guru. That is real life of devotional service. To take some responsibility for working and executing to your best capacity. In this connection, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has explained in connection with the verse, Bhavasadmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahusaka anantasya buddhi ambhavasayana. So in this connection, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said that my only duty is to execute the order of my spiritual master. I do not mind whether I am going to hell or going back to the home. No. My only life and soul is to execute the order of my spiritual master. He has explained like that. So, devotional service is great responsibility to execute the order of the superior, and then our life is successful. Thank you very much.